This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 388 for Wednesday, May 11th. ICE Canola futures turn higher on Wednesday as gains in comparable oils provide support. The July canola contract advances $16.80 at $1,152.30 per ton. New crop November gains $12.90 at $1,089.50 per ton. Strong upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into edible oils. There are gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with Malaysian palm oil. However, there are declines in European rapeseed and Chicago soy meal. Manitoba Agriculture issued its first crop report of 2022 yesterday afternoon. The report says spring planting was less than 1% finished due to wet conditions. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 77 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 76.85. The United States Department of Agriculture releases its monthly supply and demand estimates tomorrow at 11 a.m. CDT. U.S. soybean production is to increase to 125.55 million tons, and total wheat production is to climb to 48.74 million tons. Corn production is to step back to 375.25 million tons. The USDA will also make its first assessment of winter wheat production. Good planting progress is reportedly being made across much of the U.S. Corn Belt this week, but wet conditions continue to delay spring planting in some parts of the northern plains, while drought remains a major concern on the southern plains. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending May 6th averaged 991,000 barrels per day. Ethanol stocks rose to 24.14 million barrels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The July contract advances 14.5 cents at $16.07 per bushel. July soy oil rises 2.41 cents at 83.45 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $4.20 at $397.30 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Wednesday as the July contract gains 13 cents at 788.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract is up 4 cents at 603. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago July increases 20 cents at 1113. Kansas City July climbs 25.5 cents at $12.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July jumps 39 cents at 12.52.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 11th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.